Good morning. Today's daf is daf Kaf Dalet, daf 24. We're at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet 23b. Again, excuse me, I'm a little bit under the weather. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim. Echladam Chem Dab Rachon Chadu Shan El Melechanu Chav Nifkav Salam Al Mishad Musara David Melechad Nifkav Bader Rav Kav Dechav Nifkav Deser Shalom Al Sarim Chav Adam Shav Nachana Nifkav Zim Yom Yuvad Am Nifkav Chav Nifkav Nifkav Bachar Asim Chav Ben Malka Miriam Ben Nachol Zim Yom Chana Adana Bikam Al Chasab Nifkav Zim Yom Chana Yuvad Gidu Bar Rachon Dan Meisai Zim Yom Chana Yuvad Am Nifkav 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 Yuvad גברים שמנחם מחנם אמר זה עשר הרב שלנו ושם זה מנחם דבילה במקודת עשר בשנה נבט תהילה בת מרים רחל בדינה ומשה בנפה ולהבדיל ונשמע דביל מן אליהו ליד אל מדפר משמעון ישאל ואת שלא רם דינה מתארון תרמר בך בדרבם משה בן רפאל אליהו ומשה בשכם שכם כיפור שלמה מצחה חיים להבדיל הרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we're at the bottom of 23b. Two lines on the bottom. Ibai Elohu, we have a halachic question. Pligi Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Olo? Because the rabbis disagree. The rabbis who we saw on the previous Mishnah, on Mishnah from Kaf Amud Bet, do the rabbis disagree with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov? What was Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov's opinion? If you go back to our Mishnah, he says if a person wants to be madir his friend, wants to take a neder against his friend, that if he doesn't eat by him, we said that you can do so, and you can say that all the neders that I will in the future take should be batel, and we said in the Mishnah, Vilvad she is zachur bishata neder. As long as you remember at the time of your neder, so you would be able to do such a thing, and this is considered, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, a nidrei zeruzin, a neder to try to motivate somebody to do something, but it's not necessarily have real meaning. So do the rabbis agree with that or disagree with that? Ve'im tim tzelamar pligi, and if you want to say they disagree with that and they say it's not considered a nidrei zeruzin, hilcheta kevate, olo, is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara tries to bring a couple proofs to see that it does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is not like him, and we'll see how we end up. Tashema, come and listen. Didnan, the Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'chavero, somebody says to a friend, Konam sha'ini nehene lecha, I take a neder that I will not benefit from you if im I atan notel mincha kor shel chitin, if you don't take for your son a kor, it's a lot of wheat, and ushtei chaviyot shel yayin, and two barrels of wine. If let's say he makes such a neder, harei ze yachol lehatir et nidro shelo al pi chacham, he can annul such a neder without even going to a chacham. How so? Sheyachol lomar lo, the guy can tell him, the person who made made the neder against his friend, he can say to him, Klum amarta ela bishvil kvodi. Did you make such a neder? Your neder was for what reason? For my risk, for my honor, right? You were making a neder. You said a neder that you can't benefit from me. That I can't benefit from you if you don't take this food and drink from your, for your son. So meaning you're doing this for me, so I can determine what is kavod for me. So he says, you're doing it for my kavod. Zeu kvodi, and this is my kavod that I don't want to take. So that would be his kavod. So that is how you could get out of that. So the Gemara now it makes it an inference. Ta'ama de amar zeu kvodi. The reason that we said this neder is not really a neder is because he says, this is my honor. You're doing this for my honor. Ha lavachi, but if he did not say such a thing, if that wasn't the case, nederhu, it's considered a neder. So the Gemara says, mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? I Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. If we say it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, nidrei zeruzin haveh. According to Rabbi Eliezer, like our Mishnah, he holds this is considered a neder zeruzin. Right? A neder that's motivating somebody to do something, but it's not a real neder. Ela, it must be, shema mina, pligi rabbanan alei, it must be that it's the opinion of the rabbis, and the rabbis disagree with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So maybe we got our answer. The Gemara says, no. Le'olam Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. Really, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Umode Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees over here, Behai de nidra have. In this case, that is considered an actual neder. Why? The amar le, because the person who made the neder can say, lo kalba ana, I'm not a dog, de mitanina minach velo mitanet minai, that I benefit from you and you're not going to benefit from me. Meaning, I'm not going to take from you unless you take from me. So he can say that, and so therefore, in this type of case, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would agree that it's not a neder zeruzin, it's an actual neder, because the person can tell him, I'm making this vow to make a condition that only if I'm benefiting from you, you have to benefit back from me. So therefore, meaning if you're going to come and eat from me, I'm going to be able to give this to you. You have to benefit from me also. And so that's why this is considered a neder and can even work with Rabbi Eliezer. Tashema. We have another case. Ha'omer lechavero. Somebody says to a friend, Konam sha'ata ne'netli. He takes a neder of anything that he benefits from this, from anything that you benefit from me. Im I atan noten livni kor shel chitin. If you don't give to my son a kor of wheat, ushte chaviot shel yain, and 2 barrels of wine. Meaning, if you don't give these 2 things to my son, you can't benefit from me. So now it's the opposite way around. It's not I can't benefit from you if I don't give these to your, if you don't take these for your son. Rather, it's you can't benefit from me if you don't give these to my son. Okay, so the word says, excuse me, Rabbi Meir says, Ad she'iten, he has to give. Meaning until he gives, it's a neder that applies and the person can't benefit. Rechachamim amrim, and the chachamim say, Af ze yachol lahatir et dindro shelo al pi chacham. Even such a person can annul this neder without even going to a chacham. How so? She yachol lomar, he could say, the person who is receiving could say, Hareinu ki ilu hitkabalti. It's as if I received. Meaning, he changes his mind. Okay, the person is saying like this. I'm taking a neder that you can't benefit from me unless you give my son X, Y, and Z. He can later on say, you know what? I don't need that anymore. So it's as if he received it. And so therefore, his neder. Nachon, but he has the jurisdiction to decide what is for his son and not. So he can say that we don't need it anymore. We got food, let's say. We got whatever we needed. So we don't need that anymore. And so therefore he can annul that neder without even going to a chacham. So the Gemara now makes an inference. Ta'ama de'amar. The reason is because he says, Hareini ki'ilu itkabalti. It's as if I received it. Ha lavache, if that was not the case, neder, it's considered a neder. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the author of the Mishnah over here? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if it's opinion Rabbi Eliezer nidrei zeruzin have it. It's considered a neder of zeruzin. That it's really just a neder to motivate the person to give it, but it's not a real neder. Ela must be lav rabbanan upligi. It must be the opinion of the rabbis, and aren't they arguing over here? They're disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says no. Lo leolam Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Really, the author is Rabbi Eliezer. Umode Rabbi Eliezer behai the nidra have, and Rabbi Eliezer actually agrees over here in this case that this is considered a neder. Mishum de amarle, because the person who made the vow, the neder, can say, "Lav malka ana, I'm not a king, de mehanina lach veat lo mehanit li. I'm not a king that I benefit you. You get from me, but I don't get from you." Meaning, a king doesn't generally receive; he usually is the giver. Right? He says, "I'm not a king." So since the guy who's making the neder can say such a thing, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree in this type of case that this is considered a real neder and not a nidrei zeruzin, and the author is Rabbi Eliezer. So no contradiction. We still could see that the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer are in agreement, and they're not disagreeing. Amar le mor kashisha bered Rav Chista. Mor kashisha, the son of Rav Chista, says le Ravashi, to Ravashi. Tashema. Nidrei on nasin. There's something called nidre on nasin that is a neder that is out of someone's control. So let's see what that is. Hidiro chavero sheyochal etzlo. If let's say somebody takes a neder against someone, saying that he must eat by him, he comes and says, "If you don't eat in my house, that's it. I'm not going to. You're not allowed to benefit from me anymore. You can't eat. You can never eat again." Right? Imagine you have a friend who comes to you and tells you, "I'm taking a neder against you. If you don't come to my house and eat," and somebody who, you know, you don't know is for sure level, it's not, you get a little bit nervous, right? So he says, so this is what he says. He says, "This is the neder I take." V'chala, who? O chala beno. And then he gets sick, or his son gets sick. O sheikevonar. Or he gets stuck, let's say he went away for business, he gets stuck behind the river, and he can't get back in time. So, what do we say over here? There's a girsa over here. It should add in the Haggadah Vatsiyunim. It says, "Hare elu nidrei on nasin." This is considered a neder out of one's control, and therefore it's not. He doesn't have to. It's not a neder that'd be accountable because it's out of his control. Nothing he can do. So the Gemara says, "Ha." The Haggadah Vatsiyunim adds, "Ta'ama mishum dechala." The reason over here that it's a neder of on nasin is because he got sick. Ha lavache. Back to the Gemara. If that wasn't the case, neder who? We would consider it a neder. So Mani, who is the author here? I Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. If it's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Zeruzin Have. It should be a neder of Zeruzin, not a regular neder. It should be a neder trying to motivate someone to do something. And the Lav Rabbanan, Upligi. So therefore it must be that this is following the opinion of the rabbis. And they are disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, not agreeing. So this is our answer. The Gemara says no. Le'olam, rejection number three, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Really, the Mishnah's author is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the Gemara says, Umis savrat de adrei mezamna lezmina. Do you think that the person inviting is taking a neder against the person who is being invited? That's not what the case is here. Lo, the zmina adrei lezmina. The person being invited is taking a neder against the one inviting. How do we know? The amarle, he says to him, "Mizamenet li l'seudatich, are you inviting me to your seudat, your meal?" And he says, "Amarle in." He says, "Yes." So the guy who's being invited then says to him, "Neder ze alecha." So this neder should be upon you that you're inviting me. So he says, "Veneder vinadar," and he took such a neder. "Vechalahu o." He became sick, or his son became sick, or he got stuck behind the river. Any of these cases happen. So, those are the cases where it would be a nidre onasin. Meaning, it's not the case that the guy is inviting him and taking a neder against him, right? Because that would be right. He is the one who instigated and said that.
He pushed him.
Exactly. He's not Persian, essentially. He's not Persian. He came and he said, "You're inviting me to your house tonight?" I said, "Yeah, of course. How did you find out?" And then he said, "Oh, okay. Take a neder. Take a neder that you're inviting me. Oh, I'm not Persian. Take a neder." Right? So he tried to put himself in there. And that's considered nidre onasin. Okay. Very good. Tashima. Yeter alken. More than that. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'omer lechaverov, somebody says to a friend, Konam sha'ani nehne lecha, a neder of anything that I benefit from you, im iata mitarech etzli, if you don't come to my house, v'tochali mi pat chama and eat hot bread, v'tishtei mi kos chamin and eat a hot drink, v'hala hikpid kenegado, and the other person, he gets, the way the Mefarish explains this, he didn't want to come. He was upset with him. He didn't want to come. He said, "Why are you making a neder against me that I have to come to your house or and eat by you? I don't want to come." So he got angry with him. So, af elu nidrei zeruzin. Rabbi Eliezer says, even those are considered a neder zeruzin. That really is just a neder. You're trying to motivate someone to come, but it's not necessarily a real neder. And the Gemara says, "Velo hodu lo chachamim." But the chachamim did not agree with him. They said that is a neder. That's not a fake neder. So maybe this is the source. But first of all, I don't know why. First of all, why wouldn't somebody want to go and eat by somebody? Hot bread, hot drink, hot. You know, it's a cold weather day. Somebody's inviting you to their house. You know, maybe it's tarofing with him. But if the Persians knew about this idea of neder, that you can make a neder against somebody if they don't come to your house, we would be everyone would have neders against them. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My lo hodu lo chachamim." What does it mean that the Chachamim did not agree with him? So the Gemara tries to understand. Love, does it not mean the following? The afilu bekamaita, even the initial case that we stated earlier, even in that case, in the Mishnah's case, that Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov and the rabbis disagree, meaning that was our initial question. We asked the first question on the daf was, Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, do the rabbis agree with him or not? And if they disagree with him, is halacha like him or not? That was the question. So is this what it's saying, that even in that case they disagree? So the Gemara says, Ushma mina pligi rabbanan ale shma mina. And we learn from here that the rabbis disagree with him. Even in that case, shma mina. And that's what we learn from here. So really it's coming to teach us over here that maybe we could say that really the rabbis do disagree with him, and that could be the conclusion over here. But the Gemara now tries to find out, okay, what's the halacha? May have Allah. What's the halacha over there? In that case that we said that you're trying to make a neder against somebody, a friend, that he has to come and eat by you, and you say all my neders in the future will be batel. Does that count as a real neder like the rabbis or like Rabbi Eliezer? It's just a nidrei zeruzin. So the Gemara says halacha tashama damar rafuna halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He says the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. V'chen amar Rav Ada bar Rava, and so too Rav Ada bar Rava says, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's interesting. I don't know if the halacha really does follow them. No, it seems like it does, but I have to look it up. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Anyhow, so that's how the Gemara concludes. Really, it says that the rabbis disagree with the Rabbi Eliezer, but halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, new Mishnah. Nidre Havai. We mentioned this in the previous Mishnayot. Something called a neder of exaggeration. What is a neder of exaggeration? So let's see. If somebody comes and says, Amar konam im lo ra'itik beder chazeh ke'ole mitzrayim. He says, I should take a neder against these fruits in front of me if I didn't see on this street, on this pathway that I'm walking on, the people, the amount of people like that came out of Egypt. Meaning, I saw so many people, it was like the people that came out of Egypt. Is that a real neder, or that's a neder, or is that exaggeration? It sounds like a neder exaggeration. So let's see. And he says, Im lo ra'iti nachash kekorat beit habad, or if I didn't see a snake like a beam of the olive press. They used to have these olive press where they would crush all the olives and make oil. So they would have this beam, this big beam that they would crush all the olives. If you saw the picture that Michael sent in the chat, you can see it. And they would crush all the olives. So he says, if I didn't see a snake that big, says that I'm taking a nether against myself of this fruit. Meaning he's saying, I really did see such a thing. But it sounds like a little bit of exaggeration. So let's see in our Gemara. No, so Zerzin is more so, meaning it's similar in the sense that it's not a real neder, it doesn't take full effect, but it's different in the sense that neder Zerzin is when you're trying to motivate somebody, whereas over here, neder Hava is you're just taking a neder that's of something that is exaggerated. So let's see in the Gemara. Tana. Neder Havai Mutarin, Shevuot Havai Asurin. A neder of exaggeration is permitted, whereas a oath of exaggeration, a Shevua, is forbidden. So the Gemara says, "Hechi damei shevuot havai." What is considered an oath of exaggeration? So the Gemara says, "Ilema de amar." Maybe it's the following: person says, "Shevua im lo ra'iti bederech hazeh." He says an oath against himself if he didn't see on this path, like olei mitzrayim, like the people who left Egypt. So the Gemara says, "Midam ka amar." Do we even, you know, validate what he says? Is what he said even? Even in something, we don't even look at what he's saying if he says such a thing. How does that take effect in any way? Why would we listen to what he's saying? That sounds like very exaggerated. So Amar Abaye, rather it's the following. Da Amar Shivua Shiraiti. He says, I'm taking an oath that I saw the amount of people like the people that left Egypt here. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, if that's the case, Im Ken, Lama Le Lameimar. If that's the case, why do you even need to state something over here? Meaning, what's the difference between this and a regular Shivua? This is a regular Shavuot. Someone comes and says, I swear, X, Y, Z, swears against himself that I saw the people who left Egypt, the amount of people that left Egypt. So what's the difference? Well, that's a regular swear. Why is that a swear of exaggeration? So the Gemara says, Ve'od, and not only that, Dumiyad de neder ketane. We said this has to be similar to a neder. And so therefore what? So look at the last run. The last run explains this. Kelomar. The keshem she nedarim mutarin behano trei gavne. Just like a neder, in these two type of cases, if you made a neder of exaggeration, it would be permitted. Dematnitin kach shavuot mutarot. So too behano trei gavne gufayu. So too by a shavua, by a swear, it also he has to be permitted in these two types of ways. But vi shavua shera'iti kamar. If he says it's such an important run, if he says a shavua that I saw, e efshar she tehem mutarot. It's impossible for him to be permitted. Why? The nachash kekorat beit habad. If he takes a swear that he saw a snake like the beam of an olive press, he says the kevate in that type of case, flipping the amud, the kevan de midi de lo shayach ba guzma. That's something that doesn't have exaggeration. Somebody says I saw a snake like the size of an olive press. That's not exaggerated. He's telling you what size of a snake he saw. It's not like I saw millions of people here like olei mitzrayim. So therefore, who vaday shavuat shav havya? That's for sure considered shavuat shav. Right, so over here in that type of case, it's not similar to the cases of the neder and our mishnah that we said he would be permitted. Rather, he would be forbidden. So that's what the Gemara's second question is. The Gemara says, "Dumiyad the neder katane." It's similar to a neder. So, but this is not similar to it. Meaning, this type of case or the case of the nachash is something that is generally not exaggerated. That's not an exaggerated thing. So the Gemara says, "Ela amar Rava." Rava says we must change our answer. Be'omer yaseru perot ha'olam alai b'shvua. He says that the fruits of the world should become forbidden upon me by a swear, im lo ra'iti b'der chazek olei mitzrayim. If I didn't see, not if I saw, if I did not see on this path, like the amount of people who left Egypt. Meaning, he thinks that he saw the amount of people who left Egypt. This is considered a shavuot havai, an exaggerated shavua. He says that all of the fruits of the world should become forbidden on me if I didn't see the amount of people who left Egypt here. And therefore, that shavua would still be permitted to him. It would still be, his fruits would still be permitted because that's not a real shavua. So we're going to go over a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet, Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. We had a lot of questions. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is the halacha like him or not? And did the Rabbanan disagree or not? And he said some the concept of Nidrei Zeruzin. That was the Mishnah. So we had the first case was trying to disagree with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We said, no, it could be that in that first case, he says that really it is considered a neder. Then we brought a second case, that it was kilu, the case of kilu hitkabalti, that the neder, as if I received. But Rabbi Eliezer also agreed over there, you can say that it can be considered a real neder as well. Then we had a third case that tried to disagree with him, which is nidre onasin, a neder of onasin. And we tried to say that I disagreed with him as well. And then we said that no, that doesn't disagree either. Then we said another case, if somebody takes a neder to invite somebody to his house, you have to eat hot food, hot drink. And he says, and if you don't, you'll be forbidden to benefit from me, or I'll be forbidden to benefit from you. And the guy got angry and he didn't want to come. We said that's considered nidrei zeruzin, and the chachamim disagreed. And we understood from that the maskana that the rabbis disagree with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that it's considered, nidrei zeruzin, it's just a motivational neder. And the last part of the daf was this new Mishnah. We had nidrei havai, neders of exaggeration, versus shavuot of exaggeration, also of exaggeration. We said in both cases, if they're similar to one another, both of those cases would be, first we said in our Gemara actually, that the neders havai, the neders of exaggeration are permitted, shavuot havai, and shavuot of exaggeration are asurin. So we tried to ask what is considered shavuot havai, and we tried to say there was a case of he's saying, I saw X, Y, and Z. But we said, if you say, I saw, how does that work? That's considered a Shavuot Shav, the Ran said. Right? So it must be a case where he said, I'm taking a swear not to benefit from any of these fruits. If I did not see Ke'olei Mitzrayim, and we said, that's considered a Shavuot Havai. That's considered a swear of exaggeration. Okay? Baruch Adonai Adonam. Amen. Amen.